The Food and Drug Administration, for the first time, has approved a drug intended to make healthy, short children taller. The drug, which is growth hormone, long has been used to boost the height of children who are small due to medical problems. Critics charge that giving the drug to healthy children is unwise, given the high cost, limited effectiveness, and questionable long-term safety of the drug. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
When Michael Finley started elementary school in suburban Dallas, he was one of the tallest boys in his class. By middle school, he was one of the shortest. Michael, a straight-A student who's confident, athletic, and popular, says at first being short didn't matter. But it's become harder as he's gotten older, especially when it comes to sports. He's now 13 and stands 4'7".
It was basketball tryouts, and like everybody who was tall kind of made it. And everybody who was, like, shorter than the tall people didn't make it, so that kind of made me mad.
Michael felt devastated. Basketball is a family sport. His father, who's 6'4", was a star player. His older sister and younger brother play on school teams. And it's not just basketball. He's now interested in girls and feels awkward being shorter than many of them. His parents took him to an endocrinologist who specializes in treating children with growth disorders. Tests showed Michael has normal hormone levels but hadn't grown in more than a year. The doctor suggested daily growth hormone shots. At the time, the drug hadn't been approved for healthy children like Michael, but the doctor prescribed it off-label, meaning a use that's legal but unapproved by the government. Michael gives himself a shot every night before bed.
It has to be cold whenever you take it, or else it won't work. So I have to take it out of the refrigerator, put the needle on, and then I just grab some skin or grab some, like, a fatty part and inject it in.
Growth hormone has long been used by children who are short due to medical problems. They either lack hormones or they suffer from kidney or genetic conditions. Drug maker Eli Lilly requested the wider indication, arguing it's unfair to deny equal access to children who are healthy but just as short. Endocrinologist Stephen Kemp of the Arkansas Children's Hospital is a consultant to Eli Lilly. Kemp argues being very short can be a disability.
It's hard to drive a car without having the pedals with extensions on them. It's hard to find clothes to wear without having them specially made. You end up in the children's clothes and they aren't the right styles and so on. It's hard to shop in the grocery store because you can't reach things off the top shelf.
The new FDA approval is limited to children whose predicted adult height is less than 5'3" for men and 4'11" for women. But critics say growth hormone treatment isn't likely to provide much help. Endocrinologist Harvey Guida of McGill University points to a study Eli Lilly conducted, which shows children treated 3 times a week for 4 years grew just 1.5 inches more than those who took a placebo.
We're talking about numbers of 5'3" versus 5'4". Well, that still leaves them 5 inches below the average for their age. So the real flaw in all of this is that there's no solid data to show that this is a benefit to a child.
Other studies suggest slightly better results at higher dosages administered more often. The studies found no significant side effects, but some endocrinologists worry about the potential for long-term health problems. Studies in laboratory animals suggest higher doses can affect insulin levels. Another concern, whether the drug can cause abnormal growth as well, such as cancerous tumors. Again, Dr. Harvey Guida.
We don't have any data, but they are and should be concerns when you're taking entirely healthy, normal children and giving them these very potent drugs.
For 16 years, Eli Lilly has been monitoring children treated with growth hormone, and the company says it will continue to do so. But Guida points out that children are tracked only until they reach their adult height, at about age 18 or 20. He argues the potential risks outweigh the modest benefits. And then there's a high cost of treatment, about $20,000 a year. Until now, many insurance companies have refused to pay for growth hormone for healthy, short children. Eli Lilly hopes the new FDA approval will prompt insurance companies to cover treatment. Back in suburban Dallas, 13-year-old Michael Finley has now been on growth hormone for 7 months and has gained 2.5 inches, and that's helped him play basketball.
I was kind of short, but then when I started to grow, I could, like, jump a lot higher. My friends, they noticed that. They're like, man, Mike, you can jump higher than me.
There's no way to tell how much of Michael's new growth is due to treatment. Experts say some kids are simply late bloomers, and predicting a child's adult height is an inexact science. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.
Tomorrow, Michael's mother talks about why she agreed to treatment, and we'll examine the implications of treating shortness as a medical condition. Research about the human growth hormone is at npr.org.